We are really trying to help people live the life they want to live, or as our AOTA tagline is, living life to its fullest.
This is Foxcast OT, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Welcome to Foxcast OT. I'm your host, Jimmy McKay, and we are still at AOTA, Salt Lake City 2018, and I'm joined with...
Aylin Scholl Davis.
Aylin, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
What's your background? When did you start with this profession?
Well, I've been an OT for a long time. I went to occupational therapy school. I graduated in 1980. Over the years of working in adult rehab, working in with largely brain injury and minor brain injury in its very early days before it was recognized like it is today, I also recognized that we didn't know how to address cognitive impairment and figure out how much that affected people's capacity to drive safely. And so I got myself interested in that probably in about the mid-90s. And then since the early 2000s, I've been working with AOTA and funded through NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, largely to be really looking at increasing our profession's capacity to address the broad needs of older drivers.
So you really honed in on a specific niche area in occupational therapy, being driving.
Actually, in occupational therapy, being the instrumental activity of daily living, of mobility. Driving is one form of mobility.
So what's something the audience who works with older adults, what are some things that those occupational therapists need to focus on with that aspect of someone's life mobility?
I think we have to really think about that driving and community mobility, getting out of your house, is part of an instrumental activity of daily living. We, I think, too often focus on getting people home, and we put a lot of work into grab bars and stair lifts, and we don't make sure they can get out of their house and safely into their car, whether the driver or the passenger, and access the mobility options so they can safely get where they want to go.
Because out there, that's where life is.
That's where life is.
That's where we want you to be.
And how many of you want to be sentenced to being given your mobility is you can call this medical ride 2 days ahead and you have a 2-hour window,
No. And
that becomes your mobility to get out of your house. There's report after report that describes it stranded without options. People are feeling abandoned when they get home. So us in the rehab professions need to own mobility outside of the house, and we need to make sure we have players in our team that can be looking at what people's needs are, what their support systems are, and really build that community mobility into our discharge planning.
Older adults face medical issues. One of them that we should really focus on preventing becoming a larger issue is lack of socialization, because that can lead to depression, and taking away that mobility can lead to that.
You know, it's so well put. Sometimes we can be too quick on the trigger. You have somebody who looks slow in their processing, they've got problems, and we jump to stopping their driving. We jump to thinking they need to be tested and take their license. You know, they might have lost their wife last week. Their diabetes might be kind of wacky and they're working on their medications. We have to really make sure that we think of driving as something that we want to be as passionate about preserving as we want to preserve mobility within the house.
Look at all the things you can be saying no to if you take that away.
Many, many things. We have many stories of people that's happened to.
Yeah.
I have many stories of people that I've talked to that have come to me through different pathways, I'm sad to say, than through their therapy they've been involved in. CarFit is one of our projects that has reached out to the public.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. CarFit is an education program that was developed collaboratively between AOTA, AAA, and AARP.
That's a great perfect storm.
It's a fabulous collaboration. And one of the cool things about the collaboration is everybody committed to having CarFit be about people's safety. It's not about selling any of our own wares. It's a free 20-minute check at your car. And we really look to OTs and PTs and speech pathologists and people in the healthcare field to help volunteer at this community event. It's a wonderful opportunity to tell people what we think is fairly basic information, but good to know. But we also provide it one-on-one. And you know, people's car is a bit of a personal space. We lean into their open window. We talk to them about their positioning. We give them some suggestions and explain how things are designed to work. And we show them that we care.
And you mentioned the education component and, going through school and learning things. I thought it was kind of a throwaway, that my professors were just going to be, education so important, so important. And then I went out on some of my rotations and figured out, oh, I'm dealing with human beings, and the stuff I know, I need to be able to get it out and give it to them because it's really valuable, because they're going to eventually leave me. They're not going to be in front of me 24 hours a day. So for you guys to offer that program with that little bit of knowledge can go a long way.
Absolutely. It plants a seed for people. It introduces us. Plus, we are good. We're trained at helping talk to the public about things that might be a little bit sensitive. We're not challenging their knowledge. We're not saying, do you know how to drive a car? Right. We're stepping in with them and saying, have you ever wondered about why your seatbelt's bothering you on your neck? And can we see if we can figure out a solution? And there are adjustments within the vehicle that help that happen. And also for CarFit, I have to add that one of the reasons we created it is seniors are being disproportionately injured in low-speed crashes. In other words, they have a lot to gain from wearing their seatbelts and sitting properly as in the seats as the safety features were designed. If we're younger and we break a little bit, we heal. If we're in our 80s and 90s and we break a few ribs or we break a hip, it has a much more significant impact on the next decade of our life.
Yeah, that little bit goes a long way. You know, we always say hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. If you only knew, if we just changed this one thing. That's and, right. You know, those three organizations, including the AOTA, is looking forward and saying, we do know this. Mm-hmm. Let's get this out and make sure we can get it into your cars and your lives mm-hmm. before that thing ever happens. It's great.
That's right. It is. It's a great program.
That's great. What are some things that you've done here at AOTA this year in Salt Lake City that really, really made you pay attention or that you enjoyed?
Well, it's just wonderful to network with a lot of the different people that come, talking with students, the future of our profession, talking with practitioners who are interested in thinking about, you know, driving and community mobility, which is my niche, the things I'm talking about. We also have guest speakers here we have Dr. Ann Dillinger here from CDC, really supporting the kind of work we're doing and helping us think about the importance of looking at the public health side of our work. And that we are really trying to help people live the life they want to live, or as our AOTA tagline is, living life to its fullest.
I love that. Love the way you put that. All right, so we have a tradition on the show here. It's called your foxtail. Why did you start working with older adults specifically? What brought you to that?
I love engaging with people and working with common goals to figure out what people need. I always think OT is part of the puzzle. I sometimes say we try to help people figure out what they're going to do with kind of we've restored everything we can, we've fixed everything we can, and now what are we going to do? We still got a few things broken. And I love the problem solving and working together with people to figure out how they're going to be able to do the things they want to do.
Yeah, the creativity and how to be able to get them to be able to do those things. I like how everything you said revolved around people. Driving program, you said those three companies coming together to make sure this wasn't about selling something or pitching something. It was about the people. You know, I asked you what you love about AOTA and the conference here, and you said the people. And that's what you get when you come to a major conference. No matter what therapy discipline you're in, you get the same feeling that it's about people. And when you get a bunch of therapists together, what are they going to talk about? Therapy. So you get to share those ideas amongst people of the same mindset, or even better, of different mindsets, and you can learn something new. What would you say to someone who hasn't been to the national conference yet before, and OT listening to the show, why they should come?
Well, I think if you're able to come, it's a real opportunity to be inspired. Maybe even like our keynote speaker, you know, you can talk to people who talk your language. And I think that you can feel good about some of the things that we're able to do and get some ideas to take yourself to another step. Find yourself a niche that you can challenge yourself to do just a little bit more. And I think conference really gives you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I love that very much. Aylin, appreciate your time here at this very, very busy conference with the AOTA. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast OT, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.